Some of you will not be here tomorrow. And I spoke about this on Shabbos as well. This was from Shal Shudas. So I'll give you it was very short then. It was less than 10 minutes. It'll be shorter now. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Brachas records a machlokas, which seems to be who are greater, Balei Tshuva or Tzadikin Gemurim, the ones who never sinned. And what Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying that Kol Anaviim Lo Nisnabu Ella Lebalei Tshuva, but Legabei Tzadikin Gemurim, Ayin Lo Ra'asa Elohim Zulasecha Yaselem Chakelo. All the beautiful things in the Eschaton that the Nevi'im promised, that's the Balei Tshuva. But for people, but for Tzadik Gomor, for the Chassid who never sinned, that even the Nevi'im never saw the greatness that was beyond the vision of the Nevi'im. And then the Gemara says, Upliga the Rabbi Abahu, and that statement, Rabbi Yochanan argues on his Talmud, I think, Rabbi Abahu's statement, which is, Memakum Shebalei Tshuva Omdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Omdim. That in the place where Balei Tshuva stand, in that Madrega, Tzadikim Gemurim aren't on that Madrega. Meaning, Balei Tshuva are greater than the Tzadikim Gemurim who never sin. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zayin, I think Halacha Beis, the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Abahu, that the Makom, he says that a Balei Tshuva should not feel bad and not feel terrible about his sins. If he's done Tshuva, he should appreciate that his char is much greater because he experienced sin, and now when he's tempted again, he has to show much greater strength than the tzadikim gemurim who never have that yetzer, who don't have that taiva. And then he quotes b'makom shebalei tshuvim omdim ein tzadikim gemur omdim. So some of the commentaries is a commentary I never heard of before, but it's on the Bar Ilan called Be'eros Mayim. So he quotes someone who says, who was troubled by that, and he says that the Rambam really, he's only talking about a certain kind of Baal Tshuva. He's talking about the kind of Baal Tshuva who, what's a real Baal Tshuva? Baal Tshuva is a person who is the same experience that he had once before. He's in the same place with the same Yetzer Hara, and he overcomes his Taiva. He's a young person, he was Nichshal and Arayus, whatever it is, and now he's in the same situation, he could sin, and he restrains himself. As opposed to the person who waits till he's older, till he's not tempted anymore, he doesn't have a desire anyway, still, Tshuva is Tshuva, but that's not the best kind of tshuva. The best kind of tshuva is the person who can be in the same circumstance, ba'osa makam, ba'osa maimed, ba'osa isha, and still restrain himself. So, in effect, that's the only Baal tshuva that the Rambam is talking about. I would like to suggest that, in fact, the Rambam, if you understand the Rambam in that fashion, that he's talking about the person who can withstand the temptation, the Rambam really sees that in the words of the Gemara. You have to understand that when it says "b'makom she'ein balei tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurim omdim," doesn't mean the madrega in which they exist in Shamayim. It means that a Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzadik Gomor because the Baal Tshuva can put himself in certain circumstances that most people would sin in, and he has been there already, sinned, and now he can actually overcome that temptation. The Tzadik Gomor, you don't know what would happen if he wound up in that situation. You don't know whether he could withstand the temptation. But the Baal Tshuva, who has sinned, who has been tempted, sinned, and now he has done Tshuva Gemur, and he can stand in that place, in that Makom, so b'makom shebalei tshuva omdin, the place that he can stand and withstand the temptation to sin, in tzadikim gemurim omdin. And I think that this particular point is a really important issue in terms of another comment that Chazal have. I think it's a Mishnah in Avos, which is Al Totenes Chavercha Atcha Tagia Limkomo. It's very easy. We live in a world where everything is a gotcha. Everything is looking to find fault, whether it's in people who are leaders and people who are not leaders. Every little mistake is seized upon and a person is attacked. And you know, the truth is, when a person makes a mistake, they're supposed to acknowledge the mistake. When a person does something wrong, we should recognize it as wrong. And we shouldn't label that which is wrong to be proper just because of the person who did it. It's undoubtedly true. But there's a certain sense of self-superiority, a certain sense of being a tzadik gomor very often when we criticize other people. And you have to remember, when you see another person as nichshal, consider, when you think yourself a tzadik gomor, that b'makom shebalei tshuva omdim, ein tzadikim gemur omdim. It's very easy to judge someone else's failings, because very often, you haven't been in the same place, and you haven't been tested in the same way. And that means that sometimes when you see people behave in a way that's not appropriate, doesn't mean you should chas v'shalom label it as correct, doesn't mean you should respect them for that, it doesn't mean you should say that it's right, but you should at least be hesitant to judge and put yourself above and to judge that person, because you don't know what you would have done if you were in those same circumstances. And that's what it means, Al todnes chavercha atcha tagia limkomo, because b'makom shebalei tshuva omdim, ein tzadikim gemur omdim. I'd like to wish all of you a ksivach sima tova, a good gebench jar, a good yontif. I will see most of you either tomorrow or in the Seres Yimei Tshuva. I know a few I won't see, so I take the opportunity to wish you that now, and I look forward to resuming whenever we resume for who's here.